And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
This commercial is based on a true story.
Hello? Tracy. No, we don't need a babysitter tonight. Thanks anyway.
After a family bought an Atari video game, they had no trouble getting babysitters.
Oh, boy, God.
Hello? Kate. No, we don't need a babysitter tonight. Bye.
Everybody enjoys Atari because Atari has so many different games to enjoy.
Hello? Karen. No, we don't need a babysitter tonight.
No other company offers you as many different video game cartridges as Atari.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Oh.
Gosh, were you guys one of the cool kids that had an Atari?
I had a Texas Instruments computer, and we had bootleg-like versions of Atari games.
Yes. Yeah.
You were the cool kid, Kenny. You too, Jace?
My Uncle Mike had the first one in our family.
It was a tennis game.
Pong.
The Pong game. Pong.
You just had Pong?
Yeah, and you could set it up to where the ball is going straight from racket from side to side, and you could actually get up and go to the kitchen and go to school and come back and eat a lunch and watch Days of Our Lives, and then 8 hours later pick it up, and that ball is still going back and forth between the two rackets. It was such a joke.
I loved Atari Space Invaders. Oh man, we weren't that cool. Oh, you weren't? Oh yeah, the Atari 2600. Oh, that was the first one, or the most commonly purchased one. And then you had the one where you jumped. You were an explorer, and you jumped over like a rope. You jumped over like crocodiles and stuff. But
What was it?
Riptide? Pitfall! And Pitfall!
Ours was called Jungle Gym because it was the bootleg version.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was like the generic version. Texas Instruments home computer. The cartridges looked the same, but they had just had different names. It was the exact same game.
Oh.
Yeah, like Pac-Man was called Munch Man. Which pains me to say, Munch Man.
No way.
That was my nickname in high school.
Ew.
When is the show over? Ew.
Was it really called Munch Man?
Yeah, Munch Man.
Oh, gross.
Wow.
From Texas Instruments?
Yeah, Texas Instruments. You had cartridges and everything, and... Munch Man.
Oh, you're right. I'm looking at it now. Munch Man.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that girl. That is some boot.
It's Dom, okay.
That is some it's bootleg. Right. Yeah. That's some Missouri bootleg game
Come
in there.
Come on now.
Better than
what I had. I was jumping rope and playing Foursquare.
Oh, yeah. You didn't have anything. Yeah.
No, it wasn't until we moved to New Jersey. And then we got a Nintendo. And that was a big deal.
Yeah,
Tetherball like Napoleon Dynamite tetherball?
Yeah.
Where you just knock a ball around a pole?
On a string, yeah. That was one of my favorite things to do.
Kenny, she was basically a pilgrim when she was a kid.
Yeah, I was about to say, didn't Columbus invented that, right?
Back in
the 1600s?
Quality game continued on through the 80s and 90s.
Just go outside and play tetherball. Shut up.
Yep. I'd mix like dirt and rocks and stuff together, pretend we were, mom and dad and witches out there making brew.
Oh, I used to do that. I used to play Little House on the Prairie, and I would like make soup out of dirt and berries, and I'm like, this is what we're eating.
Yep.
Go play in the dirt, Dawn.
Yeah, I did.
I had a family member that ate dirt. Ate it all the time.
That's something on that strange addiction.
Oh, pica. Yeah. Is that what it's called? It's a disorder you have. Some pregnant women get it. You crave things
you
like
dirt
and laundry detergent. It has to do with like the iron in your...
You're missing they were just really poor.
Oh, no.
Oh, they were for nutrition?
I'm not making a joke. I'm just being very honest.
They ate dirt. In a sod hut, eating the walls.
And it wasn't just because that she liked dirt, and we laugh about it to this day. And her, my favorite quote from this individual in my life, she goes, and I quote, "I knew where the good dirt was."
Yeah, just like berries. You have to be careful which ones you eat.
Yeah.
You could die.
She knew where the good dirt was. Every time she says it, I just, yeah, I don't know. She loved it.
Sure and fast way to get a tapeworm, right?
Yeah.
Dirt.
Have you ever had worms?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
When's the end of the show again?
Yeah. Like roundworm or eaten worm?
Don, me asking worms isn't anything, isn't worse than Kenny saying his nickname in junior high was Munchman. So I'm just, let's just be very clear.
I don't know why you're mocking. I had a full schedule.
I just keep getting the image of him in that football uniform with that
The hair.
Yeah. Oh, that lush hair.
No, but seriously, show of hands, anyone on this broadcast, who's had worms?
You mean to eat them or like ringworm? Because sure. I've had both.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, did she really just ask to eat them or to have them?
Yeah,
that's a big difference, Jace.
No, not to eat them, you pilgrim. I mean have
we
them.
We did that once, yeah.
Yeah, yep. I've never had. Okay. Kenny, you?
No. No.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I grew up in a civilized society.
Yeah,
I don't think I've had. Don, you are a strong yep.
Oh, yeah. I've had a couple different kinds.
What?
Really?
A couple different kinds?
You run out in the country and you don't have shoes on and you get like worm. You get like a tapeworm or whatever. Yeah, I've had and ringworm.
I've only had ringworm. Tapeworm?
Tapeworms are inside of you, aren't
That's
they?
That's right.
Yeah, well, the ringworm is too. And you get that patchy, itchy rash.
How does a tapeworm get in there?
Well, it's something about your feet. It's like they can get in through the soles of your feet if you're running around without your shoes off on.
About this.
But I thought tapeworms existed in your intestines.
They do, but they get in through your feet, I believe. I might be wrong about that.
You can eat it, too.
There's two doors. I thought they were only in golden retrievers, so I thought it was only something a dog could get.
Well, I told you about those dogs that used to hunt me, and I had to run from them and climb up the clothesline pole because they were like...
They were randy.
They were. And they'd been running through the ditch, so they were all ditch water belly. It was just such a tiny little thing.
The smallest one,
I was so scared. I'd go so fast on my bike, but then my bell bottom would get caught in my bike chain. I mean, it was a thing.
One time
I had to take my pants off because my bell bottom was stuck in the bike chain. And it was a day off from school, but
the dogs are closing in.
But the public school had kids in. The dogs are closing in. The public school bus is coming by because I was in Catholic school. It was like a holy day, so I had it off. And I was running home without pants on, and the dogs were chasing me. And here's the public school kids laughing at me.
Oh my gosh.
They had long, like, hippie hair, white blonde hair, like Brady Bunch hair.
The Bumpus's dogs are chasing you down with their swamp bellies.
That's what sent me on the edge. Don talking about their
wets. I would either run up a tree to get away from them or the clothesline, and there wasn't anything close.
Oh my God.
It was a bad day. And their names, I can tell you, they were the Spillers kids who lived down the street. The dogs' names were J.D. and Arnold Zeffel. One was like white dog, a Great Pyrenees, and the other one was like a golden retriever.
Jason, can you hear the bus driver on the public school bus? Now, if you look to your right, you'll see Hillbilly Don McLean running home without any pants on as the Bumpus's dogs chase her up a flagpole.
And in 3 days, she'll have a tapeworm.
gosh.
Foot without Dawn. Pants.
Oh, God, Dawn. Oh, man. I can't believe it. Oh.
Time for some antibiotics.
Oh, my God.
They didn't have antibiotics in Missouri or Indiana. What are you kidding
me? Oh, really?
We just had to heal.
Right, you just dealt with your worms?
Just had to heal. Oh, yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure I got some medicine for that, for both of those.
Oh, gosh. Oh, okay. God. Let's take a break.
Wow.
I got to say this before, because where's my job? Or where's not my job? Where's my...
Good question. Where's my job?
Hey, guys, my Talks Listener Rewards. Get lit with a $1,500.
Stop it. I got to get through this with a $1,500 Lighting RX.
That's great. It's a great prize.
Thank you. A $1,500 Lighting RX makeover from Southern Lights.
Big deal, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, ringworm.
We're giving away Staples gift cards, Dick's Sporting Goods gift cards, Starbucks, and Chipotle. Sign up at mytalk1071.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on mytalk1071, Everything Entertainment. Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace. Yeah. You do?
On you are going to be a millionaire.
What?
Oh. All you have to do is write these stories down, put them in script form, and you could sell this to Netflix or Hulu or MGM. My God. Your stories are so absurd and hilarious, and I know they're absolutely true.
You can't make that up.
Oh, my God.
They're looking for content. You're right,
this
Kenny.
It's a Netflix series, girl. You're going to be rich.
Oh, yeah.
God. I mean, just... And I am unlucky today that we talk about Dawn's country dog swamp belly... Swamp dogs. And then I have to do a dog food commercial right after it.
I thought you were going to do something like avoid that.
Every time I said the word dog food, I saw in my head little Dawn McClain running down the road with a pack of dogs behind her.
I
had to totally shut it off. If you go back and listen to that commercial, there's a point where I almost lose it and then I shut it down. And then I forgot what I thought of, but I'm like, okay, I got to get through this. It's 42 more seconds, and I tried to avoid saying the word dog for the rest of the commercial. God, that was
so funny. Oh, the picture painful. You paint. You've got to write this stuff down, Dawn.
Well,
I guarantee you'll be rich.
We were going through, Dawn, when we were traveling back from getting Dar, and we were in your state of Missouri, and Colin kept pointing to various things and going, well, there's the S dump. There's another S dump. Oh, gosh. Dirty old Missouri.
You know, do me a favor. I need a little cha-ching, too. When you write this down, could you just give me one episode where I'm, like Rocco said, I'm shooting armadillos, drinking beer at the S dump? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like fun.
Okay, absolutely.
That's as hillbilly as it gets.
We'll make you a character.
Yeah, Lex, you're the only one without, like, a couple drops of hillbilly in you. You know what I mean?
I was a military kid, so that's a whole different bag of stuff.
Absolutely.
But you're right,
You're the
only
one.
My dad grew up, he was more than us, but yeah.
Yeah, we're the three of us are very... I mean, I was thrown in the back of a pickup truck, and, you know, which is so unsafe, but we drove everywhere like that. And then when we'd go through the drive-thru, they would get the food up there, and then they'd pull up and let me grab my food in the back of the pickup truck.
Yep.
And, that's what you did.
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
Yeah. Yep. So it was
perfect.
Different era.
Yeah, you guys should all write a book, all three of you. Divvy up the chapters.
Oh, gosh.
I thought about doing it about my 20s because they were just so outrageous, but... I don't think enough time has passed.
Well, you call it Muncher, or whatever your nickname is now.
Munchman?
Oh, Munchman. Yeah.
None of it even comes close to Dawn's childhood in Dirty Old Missouri.
No.
Is that what we're going to call it? Let's call it Dirty Old Missouri.
We'll have to get MC writing credit on that.
Yeah. Seven episode season. Yeah. I want a seven to eight episode season. Yeah. And you could do it all the way up through high school, too.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. In your notes.
And then it goes downhill from there.
Creeping on Brad Pitt. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You right.
Should. Oh, God. It's so good. It's so good. And, yeah. Passing notes itself is just. Oh, Dawn just sent us. Look at your text message, everybody. A picture of Dawn. Is this the era where you were attacked by the swamp dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, look. Look at. See, you were so cute. The dogs couldn't. The swamp dogs couldn't resist.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
In my mind's eye, those dogs, those swamp dogs, never did eat dog food once. It was always scraps and garbage and tin cans.
Yeah.
And licking out the cans of corned beef hash and
isn't it funny, guys? And it's a general. I'm making a broad statement here, but I just think of dogs. You know, we had house dogs, but my papa, Betty and Earl, they never had a dog inside. They were always outdoor dogs and just treated very different. I mean, not abusive or not at all, but, you know, they weren't beloved. Now, I mean, look, pets are a $5 billion industry, if not more. And
Can you imagine papa strolling their dog in a stroller?
No!
God.
Can you imagine that?
No! I mean, he had a dog named Shep, like Shepherd, but it was a Shepherd mix. So Papaw thought it would be funny just to Shep. That's right, you know. Anyway, and that dog, you know, ate, you know, whatever Papaw had. Okay, here's some extra biscuits, whatever. You know, and he was treated well, but he wasn't like beloved, and Earl didn't dote on him like we dote on our dogs. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
I wonder when that switch happened. I don't know if it was like in the late 90s, but there was a switch in how our culture looked upon our pets like that.
I mean, these country dogs, we would pick ticks off of them. You know, it was like just something.
The size,
they would have like eight of them, like big ones. It was so disgusting. I don't want to make anyone sick right now, but we're like, yeah, get that. I mean, that's what you're doing as a kid, as a pastime, is picking ticks.
No, but they were the size. Those ticks were the size of Rolos, and
they were
like
gross.
Big and white and squishy.
Rolos.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the show over?
Yeah,
Dawn, the show's over
it's
now.
It's over. Thank God.
Hey, Dawn, have
suddenly
fun with
I
Steve
wanted a sweet treat.
Yeah. And now you have to deal with Steve for 3 hours.
Yes.
Dawn, have fun.
Steve seems like a dream right now.
Exactly. Steve is a dream.
Yeah.
Go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong, right, Lex?
That's right. You do you with your Rolo ticks.
You big fat tick.
Okay, everyone. We love you.